everybody, and welcome to Girls Unscripted. This is our third episode of our Valley recap. So welcome back.
And my first episode to be here for the Valley recap.
That's very true. I can't wait to hear everything you think about it. If you listened to our Vanderpump Rules episode, which I hope you did, you will have heard all of our gabbity gab.
So much gabbity gab. Yeah. Go there to listen to it.
Yeah. To learn a little bit more about us, go to the Vanderpump episode. This episode is strictly the Valley.
Yeah. We're talking about the Shallow Valley.
The Shallow Valley. That is a.
That's another reference from the Vanderpump episode. Yep, okay. We're getting the kinks out. Of
it's
having
an
two
inside. It's an inside joke. If you had to be there.
And
in
you
the
just,
Vanderpump.
It was so funny, though. You just had to be
it was,
there.
Oh my God, hilarious. Are we selling the Vanderpump episode for you? Because we really want you guys to go listen to that. So I did mention at the end of our Vanderpump episode that I did go to Jax's watch party at Jax's Studio City to watch Vanderpump and the Valley. I posted a video where Jax basically slams Vanderpump Rules saying it's all scripted, but nothing on the Valley is scripted and everything is real. So keep that in mind when we talk about this episode.
So fucking funny.
He's
You
crazy.
Have to go to our TikTok. You have to see it. It's unreal.
I couldn't believe
it. I will say that is an advantage we have, that we do have boots on the ground in
Truly.
Some of these situations.
Truly.
It is crazy what you captured.
I know. He just got on that microphone and I didn't want to be like that bitch to like take out my camera and film. But like, if I wasn't going to, somebody else was going to.
Oh my God, I still need to go. I really want to go. Did you have a beer cheese?
Okay, so here's the thing. Actually,
hot take.
The first time I went to Jax's Studio City was at the House of Villains premiere.
Oh, I'm so jealous you went to that.
It was pretty cool, and they had free food, and they had like a Mamaw's beer cheese station. It was called Mamaw's beer cheese. Mm-hmm. So when we went, we were like, oh, we got to get Mamaw's beer cheese. So we didn't even look at the menu. We just ordered it. But then when we looked at the menu, we said, Mamaw's beer cheese isn't even on here. There's a Philly soft pretzel with cheese.
What?
And that's what they brought us. And it like was just like regular old cheese.
That so, there's a mistake in there somewhere.
So I don't know if they're like, I can't imagine.
Jax has already been able to be like, take off the beer cheese.
Or I can't imagine Jax and Brittany are in the back, like making sure Mamaw's beer cheese recipe is just right. Like it's bar food to the max. Wait, there is actually a thing on the menu. This is not a joke. I took a picture of it. You can order shrimp. And for an extra $2.95, you can have Jax come to your table and peel it for you. I swear to God.
I have a hard time believing that. He's not always there. Is it just if he's there?
I guess it's if he's there.
He's not on call to do this.
I can't imagine he's not always there.
That is wild. And you didn't do that?
We saw it too late. We already ordered the beer cheese. I don't think I wanted that. I don't want to see Jax peeling my shrimp.
Catherine.
Maybe I do.
I love, ever since you've told all the stories about how the cops and everyone, they call you by your full name. I love calling you Catherine in stern situations. This is a stern situation.
Yeah.
If Jax can peel your shrimp, you're getting your shrimp peeled. You hear me?
And only for an extra $2.95. You would think with what he's charging on Cameo, he'd probably charge equal.
That's it. This guy, man, he's no wonder he's not like the business man. Which I also find interesting this episode that he essentially was like, I don't own anything of the bar. Or like, and he had none of his money is in the bar.
Which, you know what though? That is probably why Jax's Studio City opened so quickly and without a hitch versus Schwartz and Sandy's versus Something About Her. I do kind of think Jax did it the right way. He truly just wants to be a face and maybe get a little bit of money from it.
Put my name on it. He has his own like hangout spot.
That's what he's doing.
That's what he's
and
doing.
That's where he goes to
Place
escape.
Place for me, cheese.
Escape his life and fatherhood and just hang out at his own bar.
Woof.
Yeah. So when we recap the Valley, we're going to do it a little differently than how we recap Vanderpump. We are not going to go scene by scene. We're just going to do like some broad strokes recapping. Mm-hmm. I didn't really get a chance to talk to you about this, and they do talk about it a little bit more in this episode of the Valley, but I am still in disbelief that Jax invited Alex to that boys' night.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
Not that crazy. And for Jax to yell in your video about how unscripted the show is, that is the only reason he would ever do that, is to stir shit up for the show to make it good.
Right. Do you think
Ridiculous.
He's confusing being scripted with being produced? Like, every reality show is produced.
But his examples were weird because he was like, you know, you don't wear Chanel earrings to the beach. There was no script that said, Lala, come in Chanel earrings to the beach.
Right. You know what's also weird? Again, if you haven't seen this video I posted on my TikTok, it is going viral. But so he also says anything after season 6 of Vanderpump Rules is entirely scripted. Did he not propose season 7, episode 1? And then that whole season was about his wedding. And that's when he's saying it started to be scripted.
No, I don't know. Welcome. This is like the frustration / joy I have of having Jax back in our lives.
Yeah.
Of like,
just, you love to hate him.
Love to hate him. None of it makes sense. It all makes sense at the same time.
In regard to the whole Alex situation, Kristen's friends being like, you know, it wasn't just Alex. Kristen was like in the wrong too. Like, they both collectively had a bad relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But that can be true. But as her friend, that doesn't mean that they need to like sabotage her current relationship. By Jax inviting Alex to a filmed boys' night for the Valley that Luke is going to be at, he's sabotaging Kristen's current relationship.
You said it so well in the last episode of like, poor Luke is just not made for reality TV.
No, because if he was, he would lean into that shit, and he's not.
He is out of his element here, I feel. You really like him. I think he's fine. Okay, no offense. No, this is kind of mean. But anyone who dates Kristen, there's a red flag for me. It's a red flag.
I pray that she doesn't fuck him over, because I do think
she's going to hurt that boy's heart.
Here's why I like him, because think about all the reality TV boyfriends and husbands or whatever, specifically on Vanderpump Rules. Very rarely do any of them stand up for their women.
Well, yeah.
He not only like stands up for Kristen, he literally stands up. And yet like at that Capri dinner, which we will talk about, but he got out of his seat and started screaming at Jesse. Capri. I was going to ask you, like, am I wrong for calling it Capri?
I thought it was Capri.
Capri.
But Capri.
Ugh.
Capri.
Jesse. Capri. I don't know. I do like Luke. I think he's really standing up for Kristen. I think he's a real gentleman. I hope that she treats him the way he deserves to be treated based off what we can see on camera.
He reminds me of a nice boy, and I'm just scared he's in over his head.
He definitely seems like he could be a pushover.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm a little nerdy, but I like it.
But they've got a dresser full of sex toys, so.
Yeah, and he's excited to break it in. So, you know, he's got some spice to him.
Oh, Jesus.
That's fine.
I have a note that, like, Kristen broke the fourth wall. I can't remember what that was about.
I have that, too. Because she was saying how hypocritical it was that because cameras are up are the only reason why they're now denying that they said anything or not talking about it. It's not like a storyline or anything about this Republican racism comment.
Right. Like, it's almost as if they all had an agreement that like, mm-hmm. Here's what we're going to talk about on camera and here's what we're not. And they just obviously have only met Kristen and never have met reality TV Kristen.
Exactly.
Not only they have never met reality TV Kristen, who got fired once before and doesn't want to get fired again. So she is securing her place, making damn sure they don't kick her off of reality TV again, giving those producers everything they want.
But like sloppily. Well, for her, Kristen, to die on a hill and it be one about racism.
Okay, can you do me a favor? Yeah. In the best way you can, if you want to.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me the whole racist Republican gay laws thing was? I got lost in the explanation.
I don't know the specifics. I don't know what law she was referring to about like don't say gay and protecting children. I haven't looked into that. I haven't Googled it, so I have no idea.
Like, I don't.
So I can't, even I if I
just,
wanted to.
I just don't understand what exactly the fight was about.
Well, I could feel the ethos of it is that there is some law that I think they had differing stances on. And Janet seemed to think that because she thought that way, that it leans a little more Republican, which we need to learn more about the law and whatever it was. This is what I think actually happened. And so I think that probably small statement of her thinking like, I wonder if she is a Republican or I wonder if she leans Republican, blew up. Zach says this too. Being titled a Republican in LA is a social death sentence.
Right.
Like, it's a bad thing. So it's almost like there's directly a link from Republican to racism.
It's true.
In their minds. And like, but Kristen just took it there, which is completely unfair and untrue. Is what I think happened, but I don't know the specifics on the law.
I think they're fighting not so much about what was said, but more so that Kristen said it. I think they're just mad at Kristen for saying shit on camera.
Well, I loved, because in Vanderpump Rules, it took us, you know, a few years to catch on to Kristen's antics. They did not come after Zach. They didn't come after Michelle. I mean, they didn't come after Janet. Like,
They beelined it.
They went straight to Kristen. Yeah. And they even just said, like, it doesn't matter what Zach said. It doesn't matter what they said. It only matters what you said, because you're the one that made this something when it was nothing.
I do understand Kristen, like, being so defensive, though, because she's like, I didn't say this. Like, why are you all yelling at me? But at the same time, she, I don't understand her, right? I want to be in her corner, but she.
I always want to be.
I know. She brought it up, and you would think, based off of the reasons why she got fired off of Vanderpump Rules, she'd probably tread a little lightly.
Why would she touch this? Why would she touch this topic?
I literally said, like, she should be walking on eggshells already. The fact that we're in the third episode and she's saying other people, we're calling other people racist. It's like, Kristen, you gotta relax.
And part of me was like, okay, maybe it's because she, as she said, she fell back into a corner and she, it just came out. She couldn't help it. But we see the other footage of her talking to Zach at another point saying, well, I know what you told me about what they said about each other. And he's like, true. Like she, right. But that was before she was hammered. So like, she had a mission going into this dinner.
I think she's just coming in a little hot. She's firing on all cylinders. Like,
it's not like, gonna behoove her.
Yeah, like, I think that she, along with Jax, knows, like, we need drama to make a good reality TV.
Yeah.
They want this
they're
show.
They're the best at the game.
They want this show to go on forever. Mm-hmm. They know what they're doing. I just was surprised that this was the hill that Kristen decided to die on. And then, oh my God, Jesse brings it up and yelled at Kristen saying, like, you got fired off of your last show for being racist, like, blah, 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 whatever. And then Kristen's talking ahead and she's crying and she's saying it was the worst time
ever. The headlines?
What the fuck was that headline?
They were like,
it looked like an in memoriam of just like the flashing words, 2020, Kristen fired for being racist.
Well, they were so picked as well, because they were trying to say, they had to acknowledge it. They knew there was an elephant in the room, and yeah, they had to acknowledge it. They fired her for being racist, and now she's back on the show.
Fair.
Same things, kind of. Jax also had similar issues, but we had to talk about it. And so they flashed, you know, Kristen gets fired. Kristen is going through unconscious bias therapy. Like, you know, all the good things, like she's reforming.
It was very weird.
But they had to talk about it at some point.
No, they did. So while we're on the Capri party, obviously Jesse pronounces it Capri.
Capri.
Capri. He's like the type of guy that would pronounce it like Ibiza.
Ibiza.
Barcelona.
Yeah, very sophisticated.
Yet, very sophisticated, yet he's screaming at women at the dinner table. Okay, I wrote this down. I'm just going to read it verbatim. I said, the way that Jesse is yelling at Kristen is not only jarring and scary, but it kind of proves to me that this isn't the first time he's yelled at a woman like this. Michelle didn't even flinch when he started screaming at Kristen. And I'm not here to make assumptions, but it is kind of hard for me to believe that he doesn't yell like that at home, since he so easily did it here at his sophisticated party in front of everyone, in front of a film crew, and in front of America. Like, that was so easy for him to just yell at Kristen. And then at one point, remember, he goes like this to Michelle. He's like,
puts his hand in her face. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was really scary.
I hate him.
He is awful. He's awful. Kyle also was like, who is this dude? He sucks. Backing up to we did watch their marriage, not counseling.
We have to talk about that. Their life coach.
Their life coach scene. And my jaw was to the floor of what he was saying. I felt really bad for Michelle. I really did. Like, even him having to explain, the coach had to explain the idea that you have to do it because you want to do it, not just because, like, it's going to make her, like, not be mad at you.
Right.
Like, it's just, like, basic relationship concepts 101 he is not grasping.
Yeah, he doesn't. Does he realize how bad he looks? Every time I see the two of them on my screen, I literally think, like, thank God they're separated. Look, I don't really think much of Michelle. She's pretty quiet so far, but I like her. I will say, during that scene, I started to see a bit of Jesse's softer side, and I guess I could see why she liked him, but then it, like, quickly went
Catherine
away. Sorry, I take it back.
No.
He still sucks.
He still sucks. And I don't know how he got to first base with Michelle. Like, do not understand what it was. And he must be, when he was younger, like, just like the really cool party guy that was really cool. Maybe he had money. I don't know. There's got to be something, because what we're seeing, I don't know Michelle well, but she's better than that.
Yeah, no, I agree. Also, during that really intense emotional scene, they were sitting as far from each other on the couch as we are sitting from each other right now. Like, maybe they weren't further. Even talking. Like, they weren't even touching.
Yeah, they were just talking to counselor.
Yeah, like, it was like, it was as if they were just solo. I don't know, it was weird. This show honestly just makes me kind of scared to, like, get married and have kids, because they're just not making it seem fun. They're all unhappy. They're all alcoholics. And they're all celibate.
I was thinking about that. I was like, man, they're really making marriage seem like a not fun thing.
No, not at all. They make it seem miserable. All they do is complain about their kids. I don't know. None of them are fucking. Like, it just looks not fun.
That's really depressing. You know who you should look to in this circle? Stassi and Bo.
Oh, I was going to say Nia and Danny.
Oh, yes. And Nia and Danny, because they're great. Like, there are great marriages. I think people pick the wrong person. It's a horrible marriage, and it's going to be not fun.
Fair.
That's why I waited a little bit longer to settle down, so I could, like, make sure that the guy was not going to put his hand in my face at a Capri dinner.
Yeah. Hey, there's still time.
There's still time. You can do it any day.
But yeah, that's the millennial way. I also props to Jesse and Nia for doing a reality show, like, what, 3 weeks after they had twins?
Twins.
Yeah, that's kind of wild.
Only she would look that good after having twins.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Well, Miss America, so.
I want to talk a little bit about the fight between Jesse and Luke at the Capri party.
Yeah.
Because Luke says this... Oh my God. He said, one of his quotes was, "This sack of shit twisted Kristen's nipple." Like, I agree with Luke. Like, if I were Luke, I would not like Jesse either. Not only did he essentially sexually assault my girlfriend, he's now yelling, "Shut the fuck up," across a table at her.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised Luke, it almost seemed like he almost didn't get up and punch him in the fucking face.
Yeah.
Who lets a man do those things and talk to his woman like that?
Yeah.
That's why I like Luke, because if it was Tom Schwartz and Sandoval was talking to Katie like that, Tom Schwartz would be yelling at Katie for fighting back.
That's a low bar.
So I'm just saying, like, at least of everyone we've been seeing, at least Luke is standing up for his fucking girlfriend.
Yeah. And I asked my husband, I was like, if someone titty twisted me, would you be upset? He's like, I'd be fucking furious. And I was like, really? I was like, even if I titty twisted them first? He's like, it does not fucking matter.
No, it
does not matter. And I was like, oh, good.
So basically this whole episode was just kind of centered around this homophobic, racist comment that was maybe made, maybe wasn't made. It was just one big giant argument. I did think at the end of the episode, I love that Brittany and Jax are just staying, like, completely silent during this whole thing. Because have we forgotten that Brittany is from Kentucky and her wedding officiant was a known homophobe and her mom is a known homophobe? That's what Kristen should have done, is what Brittany should have done, and stayed quiet while they're fighting about that.
Yeah. She's got a lot of stuff going on. But I will say, like, being from Tennessee, it does suck being like, oh, and I have a stand-up bit about this, about how, like, people just immediately assume I'm racist from Tennessee. Like, it doesn't have to do with Kentucky. It has to do with, we all have unconscious bias that I think we can all improve on in ourselves. I will say Kentucky, I won't blame her for, but I will blame her for her pastor and her mom said some things, and just, she should have stayed quiet.
I take back what I said about
Kentucky.
I'm sorry,
I got heated. My ears are hot.
No, Shut up. You're right. I take it back. As a coastal elite myself, I take back what I said about Kentucky, because that's not fair.
Well,
all I was trying to say is that Brittany and Jax are no saint in all of this.
Yeah.
Remember when Brittany's mom was on Vanderpump?
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if Brittany were Republican.
Yeah, but you know what?
And it doesn't...
Okay, yes, thank you. Look, little did I know Girls Unscripted would get into politics.
And we know so much about politics.
But I stand by this. I actually really hate that being I am not a Republican, but I hate that being a Republican has turned into a negative thing.
It's such a bad thing in this town. And I just hate how it can like...
It's a bad thing in a lot of this country.
Yes.
I think that what's beautiful about America is that we can vote and we have a choice. And it does suck that being a Republican is so negative. But I don't know, man. I thought the Valley was just going to be a fun show about people getting drunk and bitching about their kids. I wasn't prepared to have to discuss about politics and racism on our fun little podcast.
Which is so funny because the only reason it got brought up is because Janet, who is like the most mature and like very intelligent, was having a conversation with someone, and Kristen, who knows nothing about any of this, took it and spun it into a horrible situation.
What I'm about to say is so stupid because obviously we know the answer. I was going to say, why is it so easy to believe that Kristen just spun it, and why is no one believing Kristen that Janet actually said it? But like, I don't know. Let's just go back to seasons 1 through 8 of Vanderpump Rules, and there's your answer.
There's your answer. And I think subtlety is huge here. Like it's very hard for me to believe that Janet would sit there and say, Michelle is racist. That I don't, from very little that we know about Janet, I just don't see that coming out of her mouth. I do see her having political conversations about the topics and like how maybe you could take something, but I just don't see her using the R word, the racist R word in that way. I don't know. And maybe I'm being naive, but it's hard for me to believe.
Yeah. Well, real quick, speaking of the R word, so I've been watching The Challenge because I've never really like watched it.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I watched it when it was on MTV, like when I was younger, but I decided to rewatch it.
It doesn't age well.
They use the other R word like it's...
It does not age well.
It's crazy.
And they're awful to girls beginning. There was like sexual assault on it. It was bad.
I'm literally on that season.
Are you on Tanya's? Oh my God.
The ruins.
Yes. Yeah. The island is awful. Just,
I actually skipped the island because I read that it was so misogynistic that people were like, just skip it.
Kenny was awful. Yeah.
I just had to say that because the challenge has been blowing me away. Again, this is a reality show. We have to keep that in mind.
Yep.
But in any normal circumstance, this dinner would not have been where you bring up something like this, especially we have to keep in mind how, and this was briefly mentioned, uncomfortable Jasmine must have been.
Yep.
That's horrible.
I thought that was one of the most important things of all of this that was almost overlooked, is that she was there.
She had one little talking head saying that she was uncomfortable and that was it. And I mean, Jasmine, who is the only black person at this table that we can see, that's just
how uncomfortable
it just sucks. This is the reasons why Jax and Kristen and Stassi and all these people were not brought back to Vanderpump Rules, and really we're gonna bring this up on the third episode.
Yeah, I really hope we put it to bed, but I think we did a good job at handling a sensitive topic.
I hope we did. We'll find out in the comments. We'll find out but no, I mean, we're just here, we're talking about what happened in the episode, and we're just reporting the news. All right, final question for you, Carolyn. What do you think is going to be like the next couple episodes of The Valley? Like, what is the future of The Valley when we're finally done this current drama?
Well, I'm going to say, I think this current drama, there's going to be fallout for at least like the first act of the next episode, if not like halfway through it. And then I wonder when drama with Jax and Brittany is going to start getting entered into the equation.
Oh, yeah, because that does happen. We saw that.
They've acted very, like, happy-go-lucky on previews. But besides that, I don't... Like, what is there to talk about?
Yeah, I do think that this is the start of all of the women are going to turn on Kristen.
Yeah.
And she does say that in the preview we saw, like, you know, I can't believe I'm going through this again. You know, I would have just went back on Vanderpump Rules. And we've talked about that, where like maybe if this is happening with another group of girls, you might be the problem.
You said that on another episode. Yeah. It's so true. It's like there's a common denominator and it rhymes with Tristan.
Yeah. Brittany and Jax are like officially separated. You watch what happens.
And she's just gotten like, more confident and snippier on, you know,
I am loving watching her on The Valley.
And it's great. Yeah.
Yeah. I will say one of the things she said on Watch What Happens Live, which I thought was really interesting, was how she said like they got in one big fight and it like lifted the veil. And then Andy said like, well, what was the fight about? And basically Jax woke up one morning and Brittany was out with Kristen the night before, and according to Brittany, Jax made up an entire story in his head about I guess something that happened the night before that was untrue, started a big fight over it, and that was like the final straw.
Which
that led
you
to
know
separation.
That is not the first time he's done that. That just like breaks my heart too.
What makes me wonder, like, this isn't the first time that Jax has maybe hasn't made up a story about Brittany and Kristen. You feel me?
Oh snap, I didn't think about that.
So I'm curious,
is there something more going on?
Yeah,
there? Wait, what did he say they did that
he
they
said
ate?
He walked in on Kristen going down on Brittany.
No, I forgot
yeah.
about this.
Yeah.
Oh, so Andy should have poked a little bit more.
I would love to know what that story he made up was.
Oh my god, went out with Kristen the night before. How that would be a plot twist that I would very much be here for.
I don't think that they did anything. I think maybe Jax, I don't know.
Jax was worried that they did.
But Brittany says there's no infidelity that she's aware of. And Andy did ask her, do you think that Jax can be monogamous? And she said, I think he's been monogamous throughout my marriage, but I'm not sure if he can be monogamous for the rest of his life.
Oh, girl.
Drama.
Girl. Oh, my God.
So, you know, I do think that there's a lot of promise for the Valley. I think it's going to be fun to watch. I mean, I feel like people are liking it.
I think people are liking it way more than we thought they would. I wasn't necessarily, this is exactly what you said last week. I wasn't necessarily looking for this show. I am enjoying it more than I thought I would. Yeah. And I'm curious to see where it goes, especially since we know that there are like separations coming. We know a heavy drama is coming. And now that we've been reintroduced, I forgot how much we needed Kristen and Jax on our TV screens.
Yeah, it's been nice.
It's just nice to have them back in our lives again in such a sloppy, sloppy way. And even sloppier than before. I mean, it's like there's been no time has passed. It's fantastic.
That's pretty much
it. That's pretty much it. It was a light episode in terms of plot.
But a heavy episode in terms of literally everything else. Let us know what you guys think about our Valley recaps. And as always, make sure you follow us, you like, you subscribe, you rate, you do whatever it is you do. I get a lot of comments of people saying like, you guys should recap Summer House. You guys should recap Vanderpump Villa. We'd love to.
Love to.
But we're poor.
Poor.
So we need to make money.
To do that.
I was waiting for you to say money.
Money.
We need to make money to be able to do this full time.
There we go.
There we go.
There we go.
So, if you're listening and not watching, we just did something really cute.
It was adorable. We got to go to YouTube to see it.
Something came over me and I just had to do that.
No, it was very affectionate.
I almost did a super bad, like, boop.
I was thinking of it too.
Maybe next time. All right. We better stop before we get ahead of ourselves and get any crazier. But thank you guys so much for just being here.
Love you. We'll see you next week.
Bye.